The Gospel and the Movies is our Advent podcast series where we relate the day's Gospel reading to a film that strikes an Advent note. Selecting the films is Father Peter Malone, MSc, a Melbourne priest who's been writing on film for over four decades. First week of Advent, Friday. And Peter, you've gone for At First Sight.
Yes, At First Sight is about sight, of course, and it's also about blindness. And so that's the reason I chose it, because in our gospel today, we have two blind men who approach Jesus to recover their sight. And he asks whether they believe that he can do it. And they say, yes, we do. There's also another gospel story, which I like very much, about Bartimaeus, the blind man. And when he encounters Bartimaeus, Jesus says, "What would you have me do for you?" Which is the request not just to impose sight, so to speak, on the blind man, but get the blind man express this is really what he wants, the kind of Advent longing we're thinking about in these days. And so the reason for the choice of At First Sight, which is based on a story by Dr. Oliver Sacks, it's about someone who is blind, played by Val Kilmer in this instance, and his girlfriend, played by Mia Sorvino, actually wants him to be healed. And so, in a sense, she forces an operation on him so that he could regain his sight, which is not what he actually asked to do. And while it's temporarily successful, it ultimately fails. And I thought it was a wonderful illustration, not just of Jesus' healings and any other do-gooding we might have, but it's requesting the person, and Jesus' words, "What would you have me do for you?" And that's why I think it's a wonderful film illustrating that particular gospel theme.
If something could be done to give you sight, would you take it?
I forgot that it helped the Handicap Week.
He spent the first 8 years of his life having his eyes probed, pierced, poked at. He doesn't need to go through that again.
I'm sorry.
Virgil, you'll see a lot, but none of that matters if you lose sight of what you want.
How much of it is sort of a personal desire to impose healing on someone else rather than their own desire to be healed? That dichotomy is very present in this film, isn't it?
It is, and it's present, I think, with a lot of us. We wouldn't like something like that to happen to us. Therefore, we want to prevent it happening to someone else who may have accepted the reality and learnt how to deal with it and is building their life on that. So we are, in fact, intervening in a way that's inappropriate, that we are setting ourselves up as saviours and healers, whereas we should be respecting the person and their own desires and needs.